Commentator Kevin Phillips suggests that if the new millennium had been celebrated on this New Year's instead of last, things would have been very different, not least in the stock market.
The United States, being a country caught up in technology, takes the advent of new centuries and millennia especially seriously. We are always looking towards tomorrow, always trying to hurry up the future. The foremost example came in the decision to celebrate the new century and the new millennium a year ago, at the beginning of the year 2000 instead of the year 2001. Many, if not most, calendar and dating experts say that this is technically incorrect. The 21st century really only begins today. So what, you might say, it's not important. Actually, the impact on technology and the stock market has been huge. This obviously requires its own explanation. 100 years ago, when the United States was also caught up in technology worship and stock market speculation, the new century was by and large celebrated on the lagging schedule. It started at midnight on December 31, 1900, when 1900 turned to 1901. This in turn affected the technology hype and stock market bubble. Instead of building towards a climax in 1900, it waited and built towards its climax in 1901. And what a climax it was. The press was full of speculation about trains going 150 miles an hour, and it was expected that some kind of automatic hands would eventually replace sales clerks. Marconi made the first transatlantic radio transmission in 1901, and from May to November, Americans flocked to the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, which emphasized the new wonders of technology, including the forerunner of a fax machine and a simulated trip to the moon. The stock market, caught up in the same technological euphoria, made its own peak in June 1901, under certain measurements that wouldn't be equaled until the next big bubble in the 1920s. Then it started sliding, making a bottom of sorts in 1903. Obviously, technology in the stock market, the NASDAQ in particular, have done the same thing this past year, peaking a year earlier to match the year earlier calendar of celebrating the new century. Once again, a mindless technological euphoria has collapsed, bringing a painful stock market return to reality in its wake. The material on 1901 comes from Professor Robert Shiller's book, Irrational Exuberance, about stock market behavior. But the revealing evidence of the climax shifting with the calendar suggests something more. The cyclical desire of human nature for carnivals and blow-offs, and the role in this apparently played by the ends of centuries and millennia.
The comments of Kevin Phillips.